The last book of the Bible is Revelation, which is the only book of the New Testament written as a prophecy. Revelation describes great battles between good and evil at the end of the world. It also describes a period where God seems to take all the Christians to heaven and leaves the rest of the world in turmoil.
Missing? What do you mean missing?
A whole bunch of people are just gone.
Hattie, this is a big plane.
This is the opening of the audio drama version of Jerry Jenkins' Left Behind. The book series sets Revelation in the present. It asks, what would happen if the end times began today?
Shoes, socks, clothes, everything left behind. The people are gone. Please.
Jenkins and his co-author, Tim LaHaye, follow four characters who don't start out as Christians. Here Jenkins reads from the first book, where Rayford Steele talks about his wife's faith before the Christian's mysterious disappearance into heaven.
Rayford's greatest fear was that this religious fixation would not fade like Irene's Amway days, her Tupperware phase, and her aerobics spell. He could just see her ringing doorbells and asking if she could read people a verse or two. Surely she knew better than to dream of his tagging along. Irene had become a full-fledged religious fanatic, and somehow that freed Rayford to daydream without guilt about Hattie Durham.
When Rayford and the others realize they've been left behind by God, they convert to Christianity, and they form a tribulation force to battle enemies of God and convert other people to Jesus, hoping to save as many people as they can before God's final judgment. The series' hook is fear, the fear of being turned away by God for eternity. But that doesn't mean the books aren't playful or lively. Jenkins places characters in everyday situations with everyday temptations. Notice how Rayford Steele considers infidelity.
Why, Captain Steele. What's the matter? Irene spending a little bit too much time at church?
The books have an Antichrist antagonist as well, Nikolai Carpathia. Carpathia is Russian, runs the United Nations, owns the Chicago Tribune, and he's Satan.
You look as though you've just seen the devil himself. Are you all right?
My feeling is when I read, as I say, the competition, when I read John Irving or Stephen King or John Grisham, I think all writers have a message, and most of them don't apologize for it or deny it. And, you know, as a Christian novelist, I have a message too, a worldview, and people will talk about how, you know, isn't this just a way to get your message across? And I say, yes, it is.
Even if you're a reader of Left Behind, its popularity might be bigger than you realize. The series has sold nearly 60 million books, which is on par with John Grisham. And this number doesn't even include sales from Christian bookstores, sales from places like The Anchor Room.
You found everything that you need?
All right.
The Anchor Room is a Christian bookstore in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It started in Pauline and Paul Hausappel's basement and has grown to a 20,000-square-foot retail operation.
This was a gradual thing. I think that all along the way, we just felt the Lord leading us one step at a time. And never in our wildest imagination did we ever think we would have a store like this. I mean, we wanted to be a ministry in our community, and that's our goal. The Lord is giving us this space to build this building because it's a busy place, and we believe that this is where we should be.
The Anchor Room looks like a Barnes & Noble or Borders, except this store carries candies with Bible verse wrappers, Christian music, fiction, paintings, and bumper stickers with messages like boycott hell. Gordon Miller is the Hausappel's son-in-law and manager of the Anchor Room.
We're hoping to obviously reach people who are already Christian and give them resources that are going to help them down what I would call their life path, you know, help them as they journey closer to Christ. One of our goals in the Anchor Room is to be what we would call a third place. You know, everybody has work and they have home. And then everybody kind of wants to have a third place to go to hang out, to feel like, oh man, it's some place I just want to be at.
The Anchor Room, like Christian publishing in general, is no longer stuck in the basement. The writing and distribution are now good enough to compete with mass market fiction. And sometimes, like Jerry Jenkins has, they beat the competition.
A lot of people in the Christian market are saying, You know, we've surrendered the arts to the general market for so long, we're not even competing there. We're not taken seriously. And when we do try to compete, sometimes it's so vapid and awful that they say, you know, here's the reason you don't compete. It's not because of your message. It's because of your quality. And so our hope is that, you know, when we put out our first movie a couple of years ago, my whole goal there was to say, I want to avoid the cringe factor. I want people to watch this movie and not say, well, for a Christian movie or for a movie made by a Christian, it's not bad.
With millions of books sold and an ambitious film production company, Jerry Jenkins is a media mogul. He knows that for his message to get out, the movies and books have to sell themselves beyond their built-in audience.
My goal is to persuade, and I realize I'm not going to persuade everybody, and yet I want them to see the message, and also I want the fiction to work, you know, just elementally, because if it doesn't, then they'll just say, oh, this isn't really an entertaining novel, it's just a sermon disguised as fiction.
For Studio 360, I'm Amy Reinhart.
To find out more about the Left Behind series, visit our website at studio360.org.